Good morning, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome back to the start of a Discali episode. Apologies to everyone out there. We were having some technical difficulties here at the studio, just a little bit with our broadcast, but that does mean that we are now starting 20 minutes late into Discali. But good morning, everyone. It is May 16th, 2025. Kind of a gray, rainy day here in Vancouver, but you know, it is what it is. So we're just gonna kind of go with it. But yeah, before I get into today's episode, it's gonna be a little bit different than what we've been doing normally, just because of the little hiccup that we've had this morning. But before we get into it, I want to acknowledge that CITR is live and broadcasting off of the unceded traditional and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Welcome back. I will say that usually this is when I give my show run through on like what we like to do on Discali. And I did say that we usually have a artist of the week and then discovered artist of the week, you know, where we go in to kind of talk about both of them. But unfortunately today I don't have enough time to do that anymore, because usually I do allocate 40 minutes to the artist of the week and then 20 minutes to the discovered artist of the week. So today we're just going to have fun and play some music that I've, you know, been liking right now. Some projects that I've been really getting into, and yeah, just kind of going through that music. I will be pushing our episode that I had announced, the Carly Rae Jepsen one, with Tove Stark. I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm going to be pushing that one to next week, so I can actually say what I have to say about both artists and kind of the album Emotion by Carly Rae Jepsen and how that became a pop staple in the music industry. And we can get into that next week. But today, I think I'm just going to want to play some music, like I said, that I've really been like headbanging to, having a good time and just enjoying myself a lot. And I think, yeah, we can just get into it. This isn't our usual Discali episode, I will say. But, you know, we're going to have fun here anyway and just play some music, talk about it, and say what we like about it. So without further ado, we're going to get straight into it. And I'm going to play one of the first songs that I've really, 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 really been having a good time with. And actually, I'm going to play a couple songs. It's the EP by Pink Panthers. We're going to start off with Illegal from her new EP, Fancy That. You're listening to Discali here on CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
My name is Pink and I'm really glad to meet you. You're recommended to me by some people. Hey, ooh, is this illegal? Hey, ooh, it feels illegal. I've saw the quite a few times with paranoia. Oh, what's your name? I don't know what I should call you. Hey, ooh, he's 24, yeah. Sitting on my bed, couldn't make it wrong. My confession in my
right, welcome back. That was Pink Panthers with Illegal off of her new EP, Fancy That. And we're going to go straight into Girl Like Me here on Discali.
Adventures helps me stay physically active and engaged. Every hike, every camp, every trek, I'm reminded of how much I grow as a leader and how the challenges make me better, all while giving the Scouts a memorable experience.
Take our online quiz and find your perfect volunteer role. Adventure awaits. Join us at scouts.ca/volunteer.
Dear friends, allies, and advocates, between August 2022 and October 2023, the Drug User Liberation Front's Compassion Club and Fulfillment Center, DULF, CC, and FC, made history. As the first initiative of its kind, they offered a groundbreaking approach amidst an escalating overdose crisis in Vancouver's downtown east side. DULF has proved that a regulated drug supply isn't just a concept, it's a solution that saves lives. What's at stake? DULF co-founders Aris Nix and Jeremy Calicum are facing criminal charges under Section 5 of the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act for the compassionate and life-saving work of providing a regulated, predictable drug supply to some of the people most at risk from the toxic drug supply. They are now engaged in a legal battle to defend harm reduction, challenge outdated drug laws, and demand justice for those disproportionately affected by the toxic drug crisis. In order to pay for legal costs, they must raise $350,000 by October 1st, and they need your help.
You can donate directly now through e-transfer to druguserliberationfront@gmail.com. For more information and alternative ways to support, visit dulf.ca, D-U-L-F.ca.
All right, welcome back. That was Pink Panthers with Illegal and Girl Like Me. Two songs that just came off of her most recent Fancy That EP. Beautiful album. Honestly, if there's anything that she can do is mix hyperpop, pop, UKG, and just electronic music and just honestly do it so perfectly well. She's a very talented artist. I feel like not that many people know her yet. Feel like I'm trying to get more and more people, you know, to listen to her music. I think she's definitely growing as an artist as well as an individual. and really getting her music out there, as well as her sound and her artistry. And I think she's doing a phenomenal job. We did do her album, what was it, Capable of Love, a couple episodes ago. I think it was like almost half a year ago. And we did that album, and I've always talked about how I absolutely love that album. It's such a good album. And with the recent release of her new EP, it's kind of like a continuation of the Pink Panther sound, but still a little bit more developed. I think we're definitely seeing a lot more samples now in her music, which honestly, I love a good sample. A sample just really sounds that you can build, just really shows that you can build off of other people's ideas and change it and make it yours, while also very much still like alluding and crediting the original artist who did it. And on that note, I feel like I should just get into my next song that I have, which is actually Stars by Pink Panthers. Still the same EP, Fancy That. But one of the songs I've been attached to definitely more recently and a lot more than the other ones. So without further ado, this is Stars by Pink Panthers off of her new EP, Fancy That. Welcome back to Discali. That was Pink Panthers with Stars off of her new EP, Fancy That. Honestly, it's such a good song. I love the beginning of it. It's so nice. It's so like, I want to almost say like very K Tronada. I know she's very close to K Tronada. I know she loves K Tronada as well. And it's just like that nice, like dancey feel, still groovy though, but still pop. Like, I feel like this is a song that I should be listening to, like on a montage of me, like walking through London, just on a shopping spree. And then you just put this song in the background. And then like, that's just my anthem. You know what I mean? But yeah, Love Stars. It's so good. There's a sample in the beginning. I don't know what sample it is. Maybe we can get, you know, Chopped and Screwed on, to help us out with that. But yeah, that's basically Stars by Miss Pink Panthers. I'm going to play one last song off of her new EP, Fancy That, before we move into the next artist that I've kind of been hyperfixating a little bit, which we've done again. We've done it before on Discali, and we've done her album. But there's something about this new, I don't want to call it like a remix, but this new feature that she put on one of her songs that just makes it so much more fun. But without further ado, we're going to get into the last song off of Fancy That that I want to play, which is called Romeo. I mean, let's see if we can be her Romeo. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Romeo by Pink Panthers.
You're my Romeo, and I just changed your name, now it's Romeo, okay. I might just add you to my portfolio, despite your biggest efforts to turn me on. You
you're my Romeo. Radio, you play your favorite songs through your speakerphone, and still I pull you through all your audio. Despite my biggest efforts to turn it off, you're my Romeo. Step one, don't let yourself fall in love, 'cause that isn't fun. Step two, ah, Romeo, there's something in the air tonight. You're my Romeo. Everybody loves when you told them so. I feel like it's magic, Romeo. You're all I can imagine, imagine. You're my Romeo. Always saying something to throw me off. I feel like it's magic, Romeo. You're all I can imagine, imagine. Romeo, let it dive and be a part. It's only you that fell in love. On your knees and you're looking up. You can fall in love with boys and girls and in between. So I promise that you shouldn't waste your time on all of me. You're my Romeo. Everybody loves when you told them so. I feel like it's magic, Romeo. You're all I can imagine, imagine. You're my Romeo. Always saying something to throw me off. I feel like it's magic, Romeo. You're all I can imagine, imagine.
Are getting you down or you're tired of scrolling on your phone? Massey Books is the one-stop shop for you. A 100% Indigenous-owned business that is committed to giving back to local charities, community initiatives, and organizations, Massey Books has a vast selection of rare and unique books, as well as a diverse range of books that are from underrepresented authors. You can shop online at MasseyBooks.com or visit their store on 229 East Georgia Street in Chinatown. They are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday and 12 to 5 from Sunday to Tuesday. Their friendly staff would love to give you a hand to find your new favorite read.
Tune in to Canada Post Rock with your host, P-Bone, where he plays the best in post-rock, experimental, electronic, noise, and anything he can put the word post in front of. Fridays, 7:30 to 9 p.m., only on CITR 101.9 FM. I mean, if you had a radio show, P-Bone would probably listen to your show, so...
All right, welcome back. That was Wrapping Up Fancy That by Pink Panthers, her last song off of her EP called Romeo. Fun little song, hey. I mean, I love it. It's a perfect way to wrap it up. And also such a fun tune. Something about Pink Panthers is that most of the time she will have a really fast BPM. And it's good because it keeps you on your feet. It keeps you energized. And the fact that this EP is like what? I think it's only like 20 minutes maybe, give or take. Let's check. 21 minutes. It very much shows you that she's, you know, giving you the point of what she's trying to put in her music. And yeah, have a fun time with it. Keep you guys dancing, keep you guys energized, and then finish it off. Wrap it up with a little bow. Give you that. Fancy that, hey? to move on now from a different artist, one of the songs that I've been, or actually two of the songs that I've been hyperfixating a lot, even though I've done her album before. It's a wonderful album. We're going to give a shout out here again to Miss Aurora, an amazing artist. There's been two songs that I've been kind of having a lot of fun with. One of them is called Heart's Intuition, and the other one is actually like a featured remix of one of her songs called Some Type of Skin, featuring Atarashi Gakko. I think that's how you pronounce it, hopefully. But we're going to start off with Heart's Intuition and then move on to Some Type of Skin here on Discarling. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That's Heart Intuition by Aurora off of her Deluxe, What Happened to the Heart. A nice little song that I've been vibing to a lot. It's really nice. It shows off her vocals as always. Aurora has like very angelic vocals. There's one little part of the song that I was actually just thinking about that sounds a little like Phoebe Bridgers. I think, you know, Aurora really explores a little bit of more depth in her voice, a little bit more of like a hollow feeling to it, which I feel like we can see a lot with Phoebe Bridgers, especially off of her Punisher album. But yeah, that was Aurora with Heart's Intuition. To explore a little bit more of the Deluxe and get into one of my favorite songs as of right now, we're going to get straight into Some Type of Skin featuring Atarashi Gakko. Hopefully that's how you pronounce it. Here on Discali on CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Hit me hard where I am soft. かけた窓をもう一度開けて
back. That was Some Type of Skin featuring Atashi Gakko, I think that's how you pronounce it, by Aurora off of her deluxe What Happened to the Heart. Such a fun song. I feel like it's either like the ending of a movie, like the climax of a movie, like the beginning of a movie, I don't know, but I feel like I have this like internal rush to like start running through like a field and just sing that song with her alongside me. But yeah, that was Some Type of Skin, the new little featured version. The next song that I want to play for you guys is actually an album that I want to go through eventually, but I think I want to play this song for you guys because it's just been trending a little bit, and it for fair reason, because it's a very, very, very good song, and I've been very into it as of right now. Of course, I'm talking to none other than the Marías, their Cinema album, and their song, Heavy. Without further ado, this is Heavy from the Marías on Discoli.
Like a loser like me could be fine.
All right, welcome back to the end of Discali. Guys, thank you guys so much for joining me today. We're going to end a little bit earlier just because I really never had a planned show after the little technical difficulties that we had. I do want to announce that up next at 12, we have Dave Radio Presents, a new episode of The Eclectic Lunch, so definitely stick around. But yeah, apologies for the little delay that we had today, as well as the little issues that we had. Sometimes it happens, you know, we're a radio station. But I will see you guys next week with a new Discali episode. I will be moving today's show run through that I had for you guys to next week. We'll be talking about Carly Rae Jepsen. It should be a really fun time. But yeah, that's basically it. I'll see you guys next week. Enjoy the rest of your Friday. And yeah, enjoy the rain if you like the rain.